Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I was going to say, I keep getting foot ones recently.
Me, so have I.
That is horrible.
Like sugar daddies.
I know, but I'm like...
They're everywhere.
I don't know what's wrong with them.
They are offering a lot of money for these.
What are these?
I feel like they're not real. Like, I just feel like
there's
some weird
real.
Hello and welcome back to the Lux Girl group chat. This week, Satna and I are joined by Bea Beckett.
Hiya.
And a friend of Lux Girl and content creator, Shola West.
Hey guys.
Shola, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you.
Can't wait.
But yeah, we're at episode 8, which is exciting.
What's everyone been up to? I mean, yeah. Bea, you've not been on here for a little while. I feel like you probably have some things to catch us up on.
I was just thinking that because we normally do the podcast in the morning and I was like, yeah. I feel like my brain is a bit...
We've all had quite a full-on day before we've sat down. So I think this is going to be great to unwind, de-stress, and let it all out.
Although I did have a coffee like 20 minutes ago, which I don't normally have at this time of day, so I am ready to rumble.
What have you been up
to? Well, I went to Cornwall. Did I go to Cornwall last
weekend? Yes, you did.
Yeah, it was so nice. It was so beautiful. I feel like I wasn't expecting it to be like a proper little break and relaxation. Like I didn't really... Yeah, we just booked it randomly and then we went and I was like, it was so pretty.
What did you get up to?
I ate like 4 fish and chips within 2 days.
Fish and chips
is up there.
I reckon
it's a classic.
That or Toad in the Hole are like British classics.
Really?
Yeah, I've not heard of that one, you know.
What, Toad guys?
No.
It's like a giant Yorkshire pudding with sausage with gravy.
I do know that.
God, you panicked then.
I have to say, we've seen it. That was
seen
a really niche thing to bring up though with fish and chips. I feel like fish and chips is like up here and then Toad in the Hole is like somewhere with everything else.
Yeah. It's one of my favourites.
So I did that. That was really lovely, but it is such a long drive from London. It took like 6.5 hours to get home.
Did you drive? Really...
No, I don't.
Of course she did. She's passenger princess.
I'm like the epitome of passenger. I did not. So I did that. And then what else? What's been going on this week? This week's been a bit of a blur, to be honest.
No, it has.
And with all the bank holidays, it's like all merging into one at the moment.
Another one next weekend.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Have you got any plans, Shola?
I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I think me and my friends will just do like a little shopping trip. Something very simple.
Yeah,
nice,
really.
And wholesome. Yeah. Because the rest have been like go, and you just need a break.
Yeah, for sure.
And for those listening who want to get to know you a bit more, can you tell us a little bit more about, you know, your content creating, things like that, Shola?
Yeah, of course. So you can follow me on TikTok if you want to at All Things Media Sis, and I basically help young professionals who want to start a career in media or creative industries. I'll show you guys different job opportunities, interview tips, CV tips, basically being that sister that I didn't have when I was going through the process of like getting a job.
Great.
And it's
that's
really
such
nice
a nice idea. Yeah.
Well, we're definitely touching on that a bit more later. Yes. We've got some questions in from our audience about
careers
and some additional questions as well, so we'll go through that later.
Just quickly, should we run through outfits?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I'm wearing a naked twill suit, I think it's called, on their website, and I've got this one in, I feel like quite a lot of us have got this
suit. I've got it, Daisy's got it, we've got it in black.
It's the best suit out there on the high street. So I'm wearing that with some like chunky gold rings and some my yellow Adidas trainers, which I just love at the moment.
Lovely. So cool. Shola, what are you wearing?
So I'm also wearing a naked blazer because it's just the like, go-to blazer at the moment. And then this Champion top, which I got from ASOS like ages ago. And then these denim cargo pants from Cider. And then these like sandal type nude heels from H&M. And then just jewelry from Nivea.
Lovely.
So nice.
Dace, what are you wearing?
I have got another cohort on. This time, this is a Zara cohort, and it's almost, it looks like pajamas.
I mean, it's so
I
much
really
cooler.
I really like it.
But
we've
got blue and white striped trousers with almost like a white taper down the side, and then a little crop shirt. I wasn't really, didn't think I was into the crop shirt, but I'm actually kind of loving this.
I love it. Also, to plug a site, we're just about to do story on how to style a crop shirt. So go check that out if you don't know how to style a crop shirt.
And Russell and Bromley sandals. I've actually got the sandals out for the first time this week, so I've officially classed it as summer.
Literally. Are your toes cold or not?
No, they're fine, actually.
I keep toying. Each morning I'm like, ooh, do I? Are we there yet?
Sapna, what are you wearing?
I am wearing basically the top half of that cohort everyone has from Mango. It's like a denim cropped jacket. And then I'm wearing a baby tee from Realization and some pink linen trousers from Zara, and then my Adidas Velo Sambas.
You forgot
How can you forget?
Guys, I found the cutest little like silk neckerchief thing on Vestiaire. This is a Fendi one, and it's got all these little like, it's like doodles. I think it's actually from their doodle collection a couple of years ago. And it's so sweet.
It's
and
so cute.
Such a good find on Vestiaire. I actually love Vestiaire so
I never use it. Can you like debunk it for me in terms of what you use it for, how often you go on it to find things? Do you have to be quite hot on it?
I mean, it's like Depop, really. It's right. Like, I don't. I used to literally go on it more than I did on Instagram and just scroll and look
for
things.
I do, in the evenings when I watch TV. Yeah,
I love looking on it.
Relaxing.
But recently, just because I'm broke, I don't do that. But when there's something I'm specifically looking for, I'll go on and then, like, search for it.
I feel like it doesn't have, like, I don't know. I feel like a lot of the time when searching for product, they don't have it at the moment, though.
Yeah, and
like
also their search function's not amazing. Yeah, but once you find something, you're like, oh my God, that's such a steal. Mm. But yeah, I really do recommend for more like design. I think Depop's good for like literally everything. You could get something from Zara or you could buy like Salomon's, but Vestiaire is a bit more like designer. I've got like a Frankie Shop jacket from there. I've got like, what else have I got from there?
A Ganni
bag. Like, I've got tons of things from there, so definitely check it out.
Okay, cool.
I got one of my Chloe rings from there. Because I was on the hunt for this for so long and nowhere sold it in the size, and then finally one came out.
But let's move on to products we're loving. Always a fun one to talk about. I mean, we always come to you first because you've got some really
I've got recommendations.
Things I'm loving right
come
now.
On, B. We're here for it. We're soaking it up.
So first thing, this is a bit random, but only because I redid my nails this morning. Have you guys all used Sesh Feet?
No.
Yes. I've heard of it, and I know Georgie loves it.
Okay,
as well.
So everyone in the whole entire world needs Sesh Feet if you're doing your nails, because you put it, it's a top coat,
okay,
and it makes it look like a gel, and it makes your nail varnish dry, because I am the worst person in the world at smudging my nails and like tripping them, whatever. It literally stops.
Wait, so
that.
Talk me through. You apply normal polish,
just do it at your normal nail varnish, and then just as a it works as a top coat, and it dries them so quickly.
But do you have to have a UV lamp?
No, but it's actually and it actually dries them. It's not like normal top coats where they say they dry them, they're not quite dry and they're a bit sticky. Like, it literally, and you know, also when you have like gunky nail varnish that doesn't quite dry properly, it literally just stops. It's so good.
Ooh,
yeah, so it's amazing.
I mean, your
really
nails look great. For everyone
Another
listening,
thing,
they're like a maroon. Really,
I mean, they're
colour.
Quite wintry, but I just thought to contrast. I'm wearing like a beige suit, and I thought it might look quite cool, like contrasting with it. So I'm loving my nail polish. Also, I don't know if this is a thing at the moment or not, and it's really annoying. Okay, basically, I had a pistachio latte at the weekend.
Is this from Nero?
No, so, this is my question. Is I went, it was just, I walked past a coffee shop in Fulham.
Yeah, it's Nero, I know exactly
where
you mean. On the corner, you walk past
what,
it.
Cafe Nero? It was on a straight road, not Cafe Nero. No, it was like an independent one.
Oh, okay.
I love Cafe Nero.
And it was the best coffee I've ever had, and I tried to walk back the next day to find it, and I was like, I can't remember which one it is.
Shayla, what are you loving?
So I'm loving this cohort suit that I have at the moment from Forever Unique.
Okay.
And it's basically like a pastel pink, and then it's got like a striking like hot pink stripe that goes along the side, and then like along the side of the trousers as well.
Nice.
I actually just posted a picture of it on Instagram like literally like an hour ago. But I'm just like obsessed. I really like it. I love a blazer. Mm-hmm. Can't tell. And it's just perfect. And then I'm also obsessed with these like denim, kind of like the same heel size as this, like a mini heel, because I feel like at this age I can't do big heels anymore. I can only do mini heels. So it's like a mini heel denim like pump type shoe from Stradivarius.
Okay.
And it's really nice, and it'll be one I'll definitely wear in summer. And then I have a restaurant actually that I wanted to share that I've been loving at the moment, called King Tan.
Okay.
In Holborn.
That?
Nice. And it's a Japanese barbecue, and it's really nice. Oh, so God, the ones where it's open and you cook the stuff.
Yeah.
I've gone there like twice.
You cook it yourself?
You cook it yourself.
Oh my God,
nice. It's really fun. Like, I was scared at first because like I'm a bit of like a germaphobe, but it was really clean, really nice. Like, the food was like 10 out of 10.
Like, do they tell you how, because I'm terrible at cooking, is it like easy cooking skills?
It's so easy, yeah. So they'll like have it seasoned already. You just have to put it on there and then hot fry plate, it. Yeah, exactly. And then you have marshmallows that you can have.
Yeah,
it's go-to.
What was it called again?
King Tan.
King Tan.
I'm gonna have to. I'm like, guys, right now.
We'll link it all below.
Yeah. Musty.
Delicious.
Lovely days. What are you loving?
Okay, so we just ran an article on the 41 new food items we're loving on Lux Girl. Went live this week, so if you haven't seen it, you must check it out.
But shout out Sherry.
She really nailed this one.
She nailed
and
it.
And one of them were the Twister Peekaboo Ice Lollies. Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen them?
No.
I don't think I've seen
them. So you know the classic Twister Ice Lolly?
Yeah. Yeah.
They basically reincarnated the shape of it, so it's like way more modern. That's like a thing.
Love it.
And the flavours are so much better. So it's melon, blueberry, and some other insane flavour.
Does it still have the white bit in the middle?
Yes, it has, or it has like blueberry in the middle or something.
No.
No, but you've got to try.
I know, I mean the like cream going around.
Oh no, it does. Oh yes, no,
in between.
Oh my god, no way, that is an outrage.
Wait till you try these, because the flavour, the flavour is so much better.
Blueberry sounds nice.
And melon. Mm.
So, and I'm a sucker for something sweet after dinner, and this is just perfect. It hits the spot. Don't know if they're up there with the watermelon ones. I think if you watch Lux Girl, you'll know my obsession with those, because they are also a favourite, the Roundtree watermelon ones. Yeah. But yeah, that's one of them. Has anyone seen the Stussy 23 summer collection?
Oh yeah, it's really cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah. Please explain.
Yeah, so I'm obsessed. It's just really vibrant colours. I mean, they're classic logo type across the hoodies and stuff, but something about it, I think it's the imagery that's pulled me in.
Yeah, it's really good.
Really cool. So I feel like something might have to be on my wish list this summer. And also they've done like a waistcoat. So like no sleeves, waistcoat type padded jacket. That's really cool. Mm. Another recommendation or thing I'm loving is, has anyone heard of thegoto.com?
Yes, I love it.
As a product editor at Sheerlux, Lux Girl, this is probably one of your Bibles, but if you really struggle for gifts for friends, for family, thegoto.com is so good. I was scrolling last night and I just love everything on there.
Yeah, it's so cool.
There were some really cute under eye patches that say like matcha please. Or,
oh, I love that. Yeah,
they're so cute.
Yeah, there's candles. What else is on there, B?
Literally, like it's so good. All like, there's a lot of like personalized things on there and like just like funny, like there'll be like board games, but like a cool little quirky version of it. Mm-hmm. And yeah,
I think it's their Instagram. I saw their Instagram and all their imagery in their e-commerce. I just think it's so cool.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's definitely one to check out.
I like to like gather gifts for my friends and then give them like one big gift.
Oh,
like,
that's really
nice.
That sounds quite
love
good.
That.
That is really nice.
And last thing was actually something be in your drop on Instagram this week. So there was a nostalgic SPF in a whipped cream bottle.
Oh yeah.
And it comes out as whipped cream.
So cool. I think that's like marketing genius.
Yeah, it's so good, fun. Isn't it?
There's something quite so fun good. In the shower about having something quirky like that.
Yeah, and that, and then in a sun cream. I'm really,
Oh, I know. And if you're like parents putting sun cream on their kids, that's like,
it's really cool.
Make it fun.
Yeah, also you can get like a really cute picture, like with it, with like a cute beach towel. Like it would, like, I feel like aesthetically.
Yeah, for those listening who haven't seen it, it's like vintage style based back in like the 80s and their advertising campaign back then. So they've kind of come full circle with it, and it's really quirky. So B, thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad.
Sat, what are you loving?
One thing is these really cool pair of pink glasses I just bought from Mango. They were literally, I think they were under £10, honestly, or maybe under 20, but they're like oval and just like full, like baby pink. So cute. Another thing from Mango actually is like a crochet pair of trousers and a top. Ooh. So it's like a striped black and white stripe, and then the top is kind of, you tie it in the middle, and it's just like a sleeveless little cute thing, but I'd wear them separately as well. So really sweet. Another thing is a campaign I'm loving from Amelie Ondour. You know I love them. And the thing is, they always do menswear. And I'm not sure if this is still menswear because there are female models in it, or if it's just like unisex. But their newest campaign for spring summer 23 is so cool. Again, loads of crochet. They have this really sweet, like,
I don't think I've seen this.
No, it's literally launched, like it's launching tomorrow, and they've literally started posting about it yesterday, I think. But you know that Prada tote that everyone had last summer, like that crochet one. They've done like a really similar one, but it's Amelie Ondour. It's a little bit more like subtle.
Yeah.
But it's so cute. And then just loads of crochet. And then they've got shorts and like shirts and things, which I think are unisex. I think all of it is unisex actually.
But I rate that. I actually find the men's is so good sometimes.
But they've styled it really cool. Like there's some female models in it, and they've styled it really sick. Mm. And I just love everything they do, but I'm glad that they've included the ladies this time.
Yes.
So I'm very excited to try that out.
Love that. Anything else?
We also have to mention that Rode has just launched in the UK. We've just started trying out their products. Oh my god. Okay, I honestly didn't think I was gonna like them because, like, first of all, I've got the most sensitive skin. I thought I'd put like one thing on and like break out. And also, like, I feel like any influencer or like celeb brands aren't always like as good as you'd think they'd be. But this is genuinely good. Like, I've been using the skincare like all week. Okay. And I genuinely do really like
I've
it.
I've only tried the lip balm, but it's good.
Yeah, I love
it on my
the
desk.
Lip.
It's now become a desk essential.
I know. That's cute. I really like it. We also have to tell you, our editor Charlotte was so lucky because she got invited to the launch event last night. And oh my God, she got to meet Justin Bieber. So
and
I'm a little more starstruck about Justin Bieber. But yeah, she basically got to speak to him for like a whole minute. How sick is that?
Oh my gosh.
And absolute flex, she asked him to send me a voice.
Yes!
No!
But he said, I don't want to do it there.
Okay. Oh my God,
it was the thought that counts, Charlotte. Exactly. Thank you for trying.
But
because
if I'd woken up
to a voice,
that would be insane.
Imagine.
I think I'd actually pass.
You might have thought it was AI though.
Yes! Probably would have.
But that was so nice. That means he knows who you are. Through association.
A very loose.
So good.
But how sick. But yeah, those are my things I'm loving. Oh, actually, no, I've got one more. Okay, it's not a new thing, but it's basically like, I think it's become one of my favourite restaurants in London. Ooh. And it's not like a restaurant because you can literally take it like to go. Mm-hmm. But it's Miznon. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's been around for a while. And I think it actually, I don't know, it didn't start in the UK. They've got a few around the world. But it's basically like, the idea is you can put anything in a pitta, so it's got like the coolest.
Okay, this is I love
a
pitta.
There's like a hamburger one. There's like a classic falafel one, which is what I get, and I get like loads of green chilies and like, oh, it's just so good. It is massive. Like,
right, where can we go?
In Soho. Okay. So literally smack bang in Central, and it is so good. And I literally have been craving it all week. So I was like, I need to tell the Lux girls about Miss Knott. It's so insane.
Yum.
You'd all love it. But yeah, that's everything I'm loving.
Brilliant.
Okay, so let's move on to our next segment, which is the hot list. And actually, since we were just talking about campaigns, maybe we can talk about Picante's new campaign because it is so cool. They've done this before, actually. It's like a graduation, high school-y kind of theme. It's very varsity vibes, but they have got like the coolest faces in it, from Professor Green to like, who else was in it?
Well, they pulled all the TikTokers Spencer Elmer.
Yeah.
They had, they also had that cool DJ, Eliza Mae Jackson. Yeah. They had Fuzz, the TikToker Fuzz. Yeah. So they've actually, I feel like if you're setting up a brand now and if you could get those kind of people on board, you're winning.
Sorted. I mean, they're influencers themselves, and this is like their crowd they hang out with. So they're so lucky that they can just bring all their friends.
Did anyone see, KFC, their recent ad? It was a fast food chain, and they have done an ad with all the TikTokers again.
Right.
And they're not as big as like the Noah Becks and that of the world, but they're those slightly micro-ish TikTokers that obviously have such a great reach. I think that's just
Nando's did a similar one.
Was it Nando's?
Yeah.
Nando's
maybe
also Nando's. Yeah, it was Nando's.
It was brilliant. It was a really good campaign.
Yeah, it was definitely Nando's.
Yeah, it was really good.
And I was just watching it like, oh my God, that's that TikToker. Yeah. That's that TikToker.
And they had footballers.
They had Saka.
Yes.
Oh, Saka? Yes. I think they had Saka on there.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good. Yeah. I mean, up the TikTokers, I feel like there was such like a time during COVID when everyone was just taking the piss out of people becoming TikTokers, but the amount that these people get paid and how much like every single brand wants to have them in their campaigns. Like,
exactly. Do you think TikTokers get paid more than Instagram? So I guess they're like both really.
100%. Now, these days, yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely
guys, I better
say
get
so
practicing from experience. My TikTok skills.
Yeah.
I know. Damn it.
But moving swiftly on, actually, that is such a good play on words because I was going on purpose. I was going to say about Taylor Swift. So we talk about her tour quite often on here because, I mean, it's cool.
You're desperate to go.
I'm a big fan and I'm desperate to go.
And it would make her world if someone out there could help her.
Anyone who's watching, listening, reading, subscribing, I would love to go to the Eras tour. Hit me up.
I've seen her before and she's really good.
So have I.
Yeah, I got some free tickets one day. Yeah, me and my friends were like, let's go.
Oh my
And she was brilliant.
Yeah, I went when I was like 13.
Did you? I was going to say, what's your all-time favourite Taylor Swift song?
I would say the one that's like... Let me remember because it's the beginning.
Say you'll remember.
Say you'll remember me.
What's it called?
Wildest Dreams.
Yeah, that one. I love that one. I don't know why.
I mean, I love every
favorite
song. But yeah, I mean, so we've talked about it loads, but what's more interesting in the last few weeks is that some of her shows, people have been gathering basically.
Not just people. 50,000.
50,000 people have been gathering outside of the stadiums.
To sing along.
Basically, everyone who either couldn't afford a ticket or couldn't get a ticket, because they are very expensive and very hard to get.
Are they?
Yeah. Very much so. People have just been outside the stadium because you can
hear. It looked like such a vibe on the outside.
It did. Like,
multi vibes.
Yeah, but they were like all jumping up and down. They all had like.
Oh, that's actually so sweet. I like that.
You must have been able to hear it from miles away.
Yeah. But, like, her impact is just crazy.
There was one TikTok I saw, it honestly brought a tear to my eye. There was like this old man in the crowd and he had his iPhone and his. You know how like old people have their text really big?
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, it's so cute. Anyway, he was typing. So, someone else, it was from their point of view filming him and they zoomed onto his phone and he was typing, I'm completely overwhelmed by this woman. I must get you and the girls tickets because she is amazing. And he was like this old man who'd obviously taken like his grandchild and was texting his wife.
That's so sweet.
That is so
and it had like a million likes.
Oh, and he probably doesn't even know that he's out there. I know.
I know.
That someone was reading his text. Bless
but his font was like size 15.
Oh my god, that is so cute.
Speaking
of other people in the audience at Taylor Swift concert, Matty Healy, right.
They're dating.
They are definitely dating. So there's the rumour that's going around is that they're dating. Which
they are. It's
at
not
first
rumor.
We were like, oh no, they're not. But he has gone to every single concert in the past like month.
But also he was in the box with Taylor's parents.
Yes.
So, like,
and like she's and her best friends, like Gigi Hadid and everything. And then like in the last week as well, we've seen photos of them holding hands, walking out of hotels together.
Yeah.
It's him leaving her house. They're definitely dating.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's gonna be like a serious long term.
Do you not think?
No. I think they're playing it up a little bit for PR and they're probably like a bit like in a honeymoon phase and then they'll be like both on tour and they won't chat again. But they've been friends for a really long time.
But if
so...
he's come to all of her tours, that's quite good dedication.
With the parents.
Like, yeah.
With
the parents. But he's a performer like too. I'm sure he just enjoys like
being there. Yeah.
He is quite the performer.
He is a great performer. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna last.
We'll see.
We'll find out.
I know. But yeah, happy for you, Taylor.
But my whole TikTok is Swift Talk.
Yeah, same. I'm not mad. I'm not
my
mad.
My TikTok is not Swift.
What's your TikTok?
What is it? I would love to know what your feed is.
Because I'm really
interiors.
Not, I really don't do TikTok very often. No, mine is like mainly fashion and interiors.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
See, that's your TikTok.
Yeah, and like restaurants and food.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that's just standard though, isn't it? Yeah. I didn't think I've got my. I don't really like my algorithm that much on it.
You got to give it time. Mm. There's a reset button.
Oh, really?
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, in settings, you can reset your For You page.
Though.
I wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, because it feels like everything you've done.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Obviously, we talk about Call Her Daddy loads, but I was listening to Priyanka Chopra on there. We won't talk about it too much because we talk about podcasts on here so much. It was a really good one. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, I haven't listened.
But one thing that stood out to me was that she said that her and Nick actually met because he, like, went into her DMs and was like basically
I have
super
heard,
cool
I've heard about this
I've heard her.
And just
yeah,
messaged
yeah,
her
I've
being like
him.
People think we should meet or something whatever but I was wondering have any of you received like a really direct or like really sweet or really funny DM in your life?
B definitely has. Look at the
no,
look
I
at
haven't,
her face.
I literally was gonna say I keep getting foot ones recently.
So have I.
That is horrible.
Like sugar daddies.
I know, but I'm like
they're everywhere.
No,
I know what's wrong with
it.
Them.
I don't
they are offering a lot of money for these.
What
these
is
really
it?
Ugly.
I feel like they're not real. Like I just feel like there's some weird
real.
Person behind it.
Oh,
and it's
yeah,
like, gonna expose
yeah,
you and not pay you any money.
But to be fair,
don't
my toes are really well manicured.
But you know what? I feel like people actually prefer like ugly toes.
Oh, yeah, my marathon feet,
so
they
wrong.
Can have a bit
yeah.
of that.
Oh, oh yeah, nice.
My, I've now got 7 nails.
Yeah. But would you guys, if it was like a stranger, like a I don't know, it would creep me out if someone came. I don't know.
But
if
you
what,
just
if
gotta
what?
Like if a guy like came into your DMs and was like
sorry, if you're
you
single
didn't know him. Yeah.
Right.
When not about feet, yeah.
I just think there's something about sliding into DMs that's a bit like
I think,
slimy.
I don't know.
I think shoot a shot.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I appreciate the confidence.
Yeah.
Also, because it's through Instagram, you can really stalk them. You can see if they're legit.
True.
Or like you can see if you've got people that also follow them.
I think it's because in general you just get creepy guys on the like
it's
never a fit guy going into this.
Yeah. No, 9 out of 10 times it's probably someone really random.
Yeah.
But I think if I was single and like a guy dropped like in my DMs, like, oh, you're really fit. I don't know. Yeah. Oh, you're really fit.
Yeah.
I'm okay. No, if they said you're nice,
great job.
Shola, have you ever had a weird or interesting?
I've had a very strange DM, guys. It's a very weird story, but I'm like a star sign girl. I believe in my horoscopes, my star signs, and Aries. And one day this person messaged me and they basically told me everything I did yesterday. Let's what? Well, yesterday back then.
What, like, actually?
It was so accurate that I was freaked out. I was just like, because I was speaking to my friend, I was like, oh my God, we were just having this conversation yesterday. Look what this person sent me. And it matched up. And, like, usually I get, like, random kind of, like
what
people.
Kind of details did they know?
Like, so I
like
am
what
someone...
you ate for breakfast or how you
No, not that detailed. So I'm someone who, like, rarely will say to someone I'm upset. Like, I was in a bad mood. I was like, I'm upset. I don't feel motivated. I never say that.
But internally, yeah.
But I'll never say it. So I was saying it to my friend, and then the person was like, it's okay if you're feeling demotivated at this time. Obviously, usually you don't, but you're gonna go places. And I was like, okay, this is weird. So I wanna respond, even though I know it could be a scam. So I was like, thanks.
Was it a horoscope page or was it just a random
It was
person?
A person who claims that they do like hand reading and like that sort of thing.
Wow.
And
a psychic girly.
Psychic girly, right? So I thought, okay, let me say whatever, like, thanks. And then she just, it kept continuing for like a week. She kept sending me these updates and they were like
were
very
you
accurate.
Asking for them?
I wasn't asking for them. So it was getting
my daily
really
feedback.
Strange. And she, because it was so on point, I was just like feeding into it. And then one day she sent me a picture, like, I don't know, she was supposed to put it on Instagram, printed the photo, put it on her wall with candles around it and was praying. And she
what
was like,
you?
I know. I was freaked out. I was like, what the hell have I got myself into? Why did
She's
I respond?
She's going to send you an invoice at the end.
What's going to happen to me? Oh. Literally.
How did you end it?
I had to block her.
Oh, shit.
And I was, because I was just scared. I was like, like, how did this go from one text to like a picture? Like,
oh my God.
Who even prints? And then you've gone on your way to go on my Instagram, right? To print the picture and you've got candles and you're like, humming and language, I don't
know.
Oh
my God.
And I just was really scared. I was really petrified.
Before the seance situation, I was about to say, send me her app.
No.
No, guys.
No. Don't respond. Like, you have to do your research.
That's
because,
so funny.
Yeah, I was just like,
oh my God,
I got
so
staged
weird.
The next day because I was scared.
I tried that over lockdown with a woman who said that she would call me up and she'd be able to do it over the phone.
Right.
So I tried it. I swear to God, she literally was the biggest.
I thought you were going to say it went well.
Oh my God, no, it was absolute rubbish. Like, oh, I've literally never heard such rubbish in my life. I was like, I might. Like,
and how much did you pay for that?
I don't even want to know.
No, tell us.
We can bleep it out.
No, like, I think it was about £50 for like,
oh, okay.
No, for like 10 minutes.
I had
£200
in my head.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
If she was chatting,
no, guys, it was like 10 minutes. It was awful. It's just,
but
they really
want to
tell.
I want to do it as well.
I think we should do it on a podcast.
Do you have any recommendations?
Can we call someone who would like
read up?
They can come sit here with us.
I had mine read so many times, they get me so wrong. I think it must be hard person to read.
It's really hard though, because I do genuinely believe there are people out there that can do that and that are genuinely spiritual.
I don't know,
but where are they?
But there are like 90% of the people doing it are just like trying to con you, so it's really hard to find that person who's actually but
if you're out there please guys.
I want to know, what about you, Sap? Have you ever had a weird or strange or
mine were the
sweet
feet ones. I've had feet, do you want to join OnlyFans? I've had all sorts of things. But also, actually, we should mention, we have had some really lovely feedback, messages, all sorts of things on Lux Girl. And also, we recently did a survey.
Yes.
And we had some really lovely feedback on there. So thank you guys so much. Those honestly make our day. And
we love it.
There
was hundreds of you all replying and it was so good.
Nice. It sometimes feels like we're not actually talking to anyone. So it's actually
nice.
That back is so nice. So keep them coming. We love it. So nice. Keep it going. But yeah, Daisy, you watched Sam Thompson's documentary, didn't you?
I've got a TV recommendation. Mm. So Sam Thompson recently did a brilliant interview about his diagnosis with ADHD, And I don't, has anyone watched it?
I really want to.
So Channel 4, it's brilliant. And I think for someone, I mean, I personally think his content is fantastic. Yeah. I think he must, I don't know if he has a team working with him, but him and Zara nail it every single time. Yeah, the brief, brilliant. The execution is just like tick, tick, tick. And I've always loved his energy and just loved everything about him. So I wasn't shocked when he thought that he perhaps might have ADHD, but I loved the documentary, and I think it should be shown to schools. I think everyone should watch it. It's just brilliant. But it also raised the issue that, you know, I think there was perhaps a bit of a stigma in like the 80s, 90s of neurodiversity, which is perhaps why a lot of people are either self-diagnosing or diagnosing a lot later in their life, because back then, perhaps things weren't detected at schools as much, or parents were a bit, not naive to it, but kind of took a blind eye.
I can relate to that.
So his mum, it was quite a hard watch when his mum, he basically went to his mum and said, look, I think I've got this. And she was a bit like, I don't want you to be labelled, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But I get that from a mother's perspective. Like, that's your son. You don't want him to change. You don't want...
Yeah.
So he kind of had to face that. But he wanted to explore it. And he wanted to explore medication and everything like that. But what shocked me the most was the waiting time on the NHS. Yeah. It's over 2 years, they said.
Yeah. Same for, like, seeing a therapist. Yeah. Same for... It's absolutely crazy.
And, you know, you've got to pay big bucks to get seen by a specialist or go privately. So it's just... It's tough for people, young people perhaps, who, you know, are really struggling at school, don't know why they can't perhaps focus or concentrate. And
I guess that's why a lot of people are turning to things like TikTok. And we were speaking about this a bit the other day. It's both quite damaging and also quite a good opportunity for people to actually find out, like, what's going on.
Yeah, well, I guess there's lots of niches on TikTok. You've got, like, BookTok and Cottagecore. And, you know, there's so many niches. And one of which... It has been ADHD, and that was in the documentary. Yeah. Sam was putting it into TikTok, and he was like, what the hell? 4 million people have searched this. Yeah, and it's because people were saying, you know, these are my symptoms or this is that. And he could relate to a lot of them. I mean, I could relate to a lot of them personally.
And that's actually where the danger is, I think. Yeah. It's like, obviously, it's a great place to go to if you're trying to figure something out, but you shouldn't take it as the Bible. Like, go to a doctor. Of course. And I know it's a long wait, but you do need to like make sure you're actually like medically told something.
Yeah.
Because it is TikTok. Like, anyone, you don't know who's qualified or who's on there. But I think in a way it's good at least to raise awareness and to like get you thinking or get you into the idea of like, oh, I need to see someone.
Definitely. So. And, you know, on this occasion, medication didn't work for Sam. Mm. I don't think he tried it for long enough, personally, because he only took it for a day. But it's quite an instant feeling, I think. I mean, you know, this is kind of...
I mean, obviously, we don't know.
So no, exactly. Yeah. So, but it was just... it was such a good documentary. I think everyone should watch it.
I'm definitely going to watch, because I can relate to that. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. Because I have dyslexia, and, like, my parents... were told about it when like I was a lot younger, but they were just kind of like, oh, the labeling thing.
Sure.
And then I got diagnosed at like 19 because like my apprenticeship provider people had paid for me to get the test.
Okay.
And then I only found out later on.
Do you ever think, what if I found out earlier?
Yeah.
Would that have changed? You know what I mean? And I think that's the struggle. So many people perhaps. And also for Sam, it was like he was actually fine up until he left school because his parents structured his life or his school structured his life. When that structure goes away and you're doing quite adult things, you're suddenly realise, actually, I can't cope that well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's perhaps when it comes to fruition.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Because like in the workplace, like, you know, you've got emails and you might be making mistakes.
Exactly.
And it's not that you're making them on purpose.
Sure.
But then having things like Grammarly Premium can help. So it's better to know. And then you can get the right support. So.
Sure. I must say, ChatGPT
has
changed my life.
Changed my
Do you
life.
Use it?
Yeah. For multiple things.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's brilliant for like checking your grammar, helping you tighten your emails.
Even ideas.
Oh, it's so good. Do
you know what I just saw on TikTok the other day? someone, it can do a holiday for you.
Oh yeah.
Like it can plan your whole holiday.
Oh my gosh. All of your weekend trips, it will plan everything.
How good is it? Not
no, but you can be like, I want a trip to Italy and I fancy doing this, and it will tell you all the best restaurants, the hotels, the flights, everything. I thought that is a genius way of using
honestly,
ChatGPT.
I need that. I love it. I love it.
I just can't get behind it. I have been trying to use it, and I do. I appreciate it. It's very smart, but I just don't like that taking away my creativity.
Sure, and I think like, as a writer, and I use it because perhaps my writing isn't very strong, so it's a great kind of leg up. But for someone who, you know, that's a talent, that's a skill.
Yeah,
it is. taking that away from people in
maybe
a way.
I'm just scared it's going to replace me.
Yeah, well, it might do one day, Sapna. It might do.
It probably will. It's all right. Going to have to take up another hobby.
But yeah, you've got to play around with it. But also, this kind of raised something else, which I was talking to the girls in the office today about. Have you seen Snapchat has a new AI?
Yeah, I've been playing with it. Just to test it out.
It's scary. Yeah, for people listening, it is basically, yeah. So on your Snapchat, you know where all your friends are, you now have this AI bot that like is your friend.
Yeah.
No, so no, you can speak to it, you can talk, if you're lonely, you can talk to it. But what scares me about it is that someone could like fall in love with their AI bot.
Oh, oh God.
But yeah, that's true. But it's good for like quick things. Like I asked
Is it a bit like ChatGPT in that
way? Yes, but like very like accessible and quick and easy. Okay. So the other day I had friends around and I was like, what board games can I like pick? And it then just sent me a few.
So it's basically like
ChatGPT. So I was just like, quick, help.
I think that's
I know,
good.
But it
everyone's
does...
using it in the way I'm using
it. Yeah, it scares me that people could, I don't know.
Yeah, like 13-year-olds.
It's kind of forcing people to become quite introverted.
Because it's so much smarter than, say, being like to your Google Home, what's the weather like today? It's like so much, like it's almost like it has
a
mind.
It's like a real person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's
but
a bit weird about
it. But it's not
powered
by ChatGPT, is it?
No, it's its own thing. But
so
it's
not as smart.
But it's more
as
about being a friend, which is what I find a bit creepy.
Yeah, but I would say that because it's Snapchat and they will know that their main audience is a younger audience, you would hope that there are more regulations.
You would hope that TikTok put things in place for under 13-year-olds too.
You would hope there are more regulations to not let it kind of get that to that stage where it would be anything harmful.
I hope by the time we have kids, it will all have sorted itself.
There might be robots just walking around.
I think there would
honestly. Okay, so we're going to move on to questions now. And because you guys had such a good response to our TikTok the other day when we were talking about what we did at uni and our careers and how we got here, we thought we'd answer some career questions. And obviously we've got Shola here, who's an expert in this. So yeah, let's get into it.
I'm excited to see what they've
asked. I'm excited. Okay, so yeah, our first question is, can I still go into fashion if my degree is something else? I would say 100% yes, you can.
Absolutely yes.
Shola, do you want to take this one on?
Yes, I will. So... fun fact, I actually went to fashion college, Fashion Retail Academy in central London, so Tottenham Court Road, and then I'm now in media, right? So I'm doing it the other way around. So yeah, when you're young and like you've just finished your apprenticeship or you've just finished uni, like you're still, you don't necessarily know exactly what you want to do. And I think in this like day and age for Gen Z particularly, we don't all just want a linear career. Zigzag careers are becoming more popular, meaning that you might want to start in this, you might want to trial this. So it's actually about personal branding. So how you like show up online, whether that's on LinkedIn, whether that's on Instagram, demonstrating your passions. Maybe you've got a fashion blog, maybe you've got a fashion page, making sure that you're trying to get as much experience as you can. If people won't give you experience, try and make your own. I always say that to people. So for me, when I wanted to get into digital marketing and I had no experience, I just said to my friend who owned like a business page, can I like do some like marketing for you and then make it into a case study and I'll use that to get the apprenticeship. I did that. So if you want to get into fashion and you feel like, did she say she wanted to get into fashion, was it?
Or yeah, but in a different career.
But in a different career.
She didn't study it, but she wants to get into it.
Yeah. Absolutely. So you, as long as you're demonstrating your passion, so you've got something else on the side, like that fashion blog or that fashion page, or you can get some experience through a friend or somebody that you know, a family member, that's absolutely fine. It's about how you package yourself. I know for experience, employers aren't just even looking for degrees anymore.
Yeah.
It's about experience, 100%. It's about who you know, it's about networking, it's about personal branding. So I honestly wouldn't worry. I don't have a degree and I've not really had an issue with switching careers because it's about how you position yourself.
And I think your point on case studies is so crucial. I think like this girl's, you've got a passion for fashion, well go and, you know, get out there, portfolio everything, file everything. You need to document everything.
Exactly.
And
then you evidence of what
exactly
you can
and
do.
Examples of that could be a blog, could be content creation, could be your own TikTok. I mean, that is a whole portfolio in itself.
Exactly.
So
I think like even most fashion jobs that you apply for now will ask for your socials to like see whether you're actually working in social or not.
Yeah, and like, I think one thing as well, I was always like, oh, do I take my account off private when I was applying for jobs and things like that? And I think yes, go for it. I know it can be a bit daunting because you get, you know, the odd you don't want people looking in, but bikini. I think to put yourself out there a bit more, you know, it's so competitive nowadays. Use that and open that up for people to see.
For sure.
What is the best way to get valuable work experience? So we actually recently had a careers event with Sheerlux at Soho House and we had a really mega panel. And one thing, it was like a nugget that someone said and I was like, but I love that. I'm going to hold on to that. And it was the founder of a I think she had a tailoring company, first sort of female run tailoring company on Savile Row. Mm-hmm. And she said she set a goal to have 100 coffees with someone in a year. No, 100 coffees in a year. And I just think that is so cool, because a coffee, you're not asking anyone to bring anything. You're not, you know, you're not, it's not, you don't have to overthink it, but you can set, you know, putting yourself out there, asking someone for a coffee, you're instantly setting yourself up to receive some kind of advice.
Yeah.
Or some kind of, I think people would be quite flattered if you were to say, oh, I'd love to go for a coffee with you to pick your brains or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I think use that for work experience. Use your contacts, use your contacts.
Yeah.
Just slide into the DMs.
Yeah. I think that's a really good piece of advice. And also I had a friend who, he wanted to get into website design and he didn't know how. So he basically found a bunch of companies and like redesigned their website on the back just like, for his own thing and pitched it.
Love that.
So that's another way you can get yourself in the door, because you're coming with something tangible. Because not everybody, the truth is, not everybody has time to always go for a coffee when they're really senior.
Yeah.
But if you can come with like, I've redesigned this, like these are my ideas, you're demonstrating your experience from the get-go. Mm, and that they're more inclined to be like, actually, you're amazing.
Exactly. I think I saw a guy, it was like a really cool illustrator, and he'd done some illustrations for North Face, and he'd put them on TikTok and they like blew up and everyone was like, give this guy a job, like it's stuff like that, this guy now, and I was like, I love this.
Well, exactly, that's the thing. It's to get, I think her question is how to get valuable experience. It's to reach out to the right people and to do it in the right way. So like cold emails are like the best thing you can do if you know you can't meet up with someone, if you don't know who they are. You find them on LinkedIn, email them, send them your information, send them your portfolio. And especially if it's in publishing or writing, you need to literally go, so whatever it is, go on their site and write a piece as if you're writing for them.
I like
it's
that.
The same
okay.
thing, you need to give an example that you can write like them or for them.
Prove yourself before you get the opportunity.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing that I really like about that whole like TikTok thing is that like if they've said no to you, like there's like search for like another route round.
And
it,
also
like,
you never know who's, really, you know, like, that might open doors somewhere else.
Yeah.
Another company might take you on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So how should you justify a gap in your resume if you've done nothing in a space of time, Shola? What do
that's
you
quite
think?
A really good question.
That is such a good question.
I'd like to know.
Yeah, that's a really good question, actually. I mean, I would, if I was having a one-to-one with this person, I'd want to ask, like, were you actually doing nothing? Like, were you actually sitting at home doing nothing? Because I had a gap on my CV. And I like to tell people that although I wasn't necessarily working, I wasn't doing nothing. I was improving myself. Like I was upskilling. I was going to networking events. I was understanding what career I wanted to change into. I was, you know, doing these little bits and bobs, sorting out my LinkedIn page. I'm making sure. So it's like in that time, I'm sure you were doing something that's going to contribute you to get into the next step. Yeah. It's just like figuring out in your mind that it's not just about working. Like exactly. There can be a gap and you could be taking time out to even travel so that your mental health's more right, so that you can come back into the workforce knowing what you wanted to do. So I think it's just like understanding that a gap doesn't have to be scary. Mm-hmm. I think maybe back in the day, if you had a gap, it was like a really big deal. But now I think it's just about being honest. And even if it was, I needed to take a gap because I wasn't too sure about this career path and I needed time to just figure out what it is I wanted to do, talk to a few people, research, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I would say don't overthink it.
And I think, like you said, be honest.
But just reframe it. Don't
reframe
be like,
it. Yeah. Like, I'm just sitting down just all day.
Yeah.
You were.
Exactly. Daisy, I'm going to come to you for this one.
Okay.
Can you give any tips for marketing interviews specifically?
Okay. I would say have case study, like real life case studies. Mm-hmm. So whether it's a really cool collaboration where two brands have merged that are maybe a bit oxymoronic or something like that, just. Yeah. You know that you know the industry and you know the brands out there that are doing it right. There's great websites like Adweek, Marketing Week, Social Media Today. There's loads of websites that pull these case studies quite quickly. High Snobiety, if you're into fashion, that kind of thing. Because quite more often than not, you can apply those to real life questions or be like, oh, I saw how this brand did this. That's brilliant. Or, you know, this is what I would do. But would you add anything to that, Shola?
I would just say, like, make sure you really understand the skills required, because one thing that I spoke about on TikTok recently is that marketing isn't just like this one career. There's so many different types. Mm. There's the social media marketing, there's the B2B marketing, there's like analytics creative. Yeah. So it's like, depending on which one you're going for, just make sure you understand the skills, because we've had in like my agency before where somebody might be applying for a more technical marketing role, but they think it's going to be creative. So they're talking well for if it was a creative role, but it's not.
Yeah.
So just make sure you understand the skills and the qualifications.
And there's loads of free courses to take, aren't there?
Yes, there's Google Garage.
Yeah, Google Analytics, Facebook ads. Yeah. There's so many free courses.
And they're quite they're not difficult, and it does, well, I mean, obviously you need to have skills to do it,
but
they're not they don't take a long time.
No,
to
and
do.
They, and you don't and have to valuable. Fork out loads of money, yeah. which no, is not exactly. ideal when you're yeah. trying to learn.
Start out.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Advice for someone wanting to change careers after you've started your first job.
I think that probably happens to a lot of people. You've, you know, literally come into the workforce and thought, actually, this is not what I want to do. But I think all you need to take the experience, whatever it is, even if it's not what you actually want to do, and while you're working there, start looking at something else, look at what you could move into. I think if you know this is definitely not for me and you know what you do want to get into, like we said before, start doing it a bit on the side, yeah. build a portfolio, because whatever you want to go into, you're going to have to show evidence that you can do it. And when you apply for a job, you're going to have to show that, like, you know what you're doing. So yeah. do stay with what you're doing. Also, I would try and, like, kind of wait it out a little bit, because I think everyone starts their first job and be like, oh my god, no, it's not although, quite right, or it's not this
yeah,
or that.
Although I do feel it's okay to jump around to
of course,
start
yeah.
with.
I agree, yeah.
Because I personally have been in a situation where I've been really miserable in a job yeah. And I've just thought, you know what, life's too short.
Yes.
And yeah, for my mental yeah, sure. health, I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Yeah.
And yeah, sure. it might be quite scary, but actually you look back and think, God, that was the best decision I ever made.
Yeah,
so don't ride things out too long.
No.
You know, but
I think give it a little bit of time, because I think
yeah. Oh yeah, there's always
teeny
at the
thing,
beginning,
isn't it? So, but if it's genuinely affecting mental health, or like you're unhappy, like yeah, properly unhappy, get out.
I'd yeah. also say translatable skills as well. Is I think a lot of the time when you want to switch careers, people don't realize how much some skills overlap anyway,
sure.
like effective communication yeah. or like maybe having to like make presentations or yeah. so there will be some skills that you're using currently that, you know, will help you in the next role. So yeah. just have a look at the job descriptions of the roles you do want, and just highlight what you're currently doing, because that will help you in framing like cover letters or CVs yeah. and yeah. that sort of thing.
And no experience is bad experience. You can use it, yes. even if you're not going to stay in the role, you can yeah. use it to apply for something else.
Exactly.
Yeah. It took yeah. me 2 jobs to get to where I was happy yeah. with. So, yeah, I feel like it's a challenge a lot of people do face.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even if it's even if you hate it, like, you still get something, you realise what you
definitely.
Like.
And you
yeah,
look back and think, God, actually, else. I wouldn't have got there. Yeah. Wouldn't have got where I am today without that.
100%.
Exactly. Everything happens for a reason. So. Yeah. Just got to go with the flow, guys.
True.
Those were all our career questions. We've got a few more from our followers on Instagram, and these are just a bit of everything. So
should we do a quick fire?
Yeah, we'll do a little quick fire. B, what is in your everyday makeup bag? And how do you make it last all day in the office?
Okay, so obviously tan. I'm really sorry, guys, but I put tan on and it keeps developing, so I've gone quite tan this afternoon. But definitely, yeah, definitely tan. I mean, I feel like it's not really that interesting.
Tan?
I love Bare by Vogue. I love Cloud Paint. I've got really obsessed with a little bit of cheek colour. I love the Charlotte Tilbury highlighter. I use the highlighter on my cheeks and on my eyelids.
Nice.
And then I also use whatever bronzer I use on my cheek on my eyelids as well.
Yeah.
So then like,
yeah,
it
I like that.
Match. And yeah, what else is in my, yeah.
That's
an
great.
Eyebrow stuff.
Great. Shola, what's some Glastonbury outfit inspo?
Ooh, Glasto.
I went last year.
Did you?
It was amazing.
Okay, go on. Talk us through what you wore. What would you wear this year?
So to be honest, because it was like muddy, I didn't wear anything that great. I wore like these like baggy black cargo pants with like a tank top with like a sun on it, and that was pretty much it. With some like sunnies.
What shoes did you wear?
Like boots, combat, yeah, boots.
Because it's quite muddy, isn't it?
Because it's muddy, so I just felt like I couldn't be as cute as I wanted.
Yeah.
But maybe next time I would do like a Coachella vibe, like a Beyonce shorts and like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, cool. I kept it pretty safe.
Nice.
Love that.
Daisy, would you do another marathon?
I don't know. Straight after, I was like, never again. Because it was so magical and amazing, and
you're
I cried about 5 times when I was running. It was so overwhelming. Don't know what it was. It was just, I didn't sleep very well the night before. I was really anxious, and I think the whole day, the adrenaline just.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. I didn't know. I think I'm going to leave it at that. It was amazing. I'll still.
And you loved it.
I loved it. I'll still
nice
do
memory.
Long runs, but I don't think I'll ever do. I don't think I'd be able to get such a support crew out. I mean, you guys came.
We've bloody come out again, babe.
But B, I think you need to sign up to one, because you are a runner, and I if not, I will sign you up.
But I feel like it takes away that I love running so much, and I just wouldn't want like a timeline. And
yeah,
running like in my I don't know,
you'd love it.
I think it might take away what I love about running though.
It does. Yeah, I think if anything it makes it stronger. Does like it? You're Ooh. Yeah, definitely. And I yeah. really miss having something to focus Work on. Towards. It was like having that structure and setting yourself a goal, I think yeah. it's just great.
Well, yeah, wait for your toenails to grow back and then you can try
it. That's a really good bucket oh, list thing sure. to tick off, is there?
Okay, Satna. Favourite lip oil?
Oh my God, great question. Mm-hmm. I love the Dior lip oil, like so much.
What about a more high street version of Dior, Ooh. Like a dupe?
I think, oh actually, Vive yeah. has a really good one. Okay. It literally looks the same. The application looks the same as well. And yeah, that's a really nice one. They've got a few colours as well. And I actually think Clarins has one too. I'm not sure. Yeah, I feel do. Like that's probably the same price as Dior.
Yeah, that's a bit spenny. Yeah. Shola, would you rather invest in a pair of shoes, handbag or piece of jewellery?
Piece of jewellery.
Oh, and why sure. is that?
Just in case I need to sell it later down the line. I feel like it's a good investment, but also it's nice and I'd wear it more often, I think, with everything.
Agree. I feel like jewellery is every day, isn't yeah. it?
Oh, I disagree.
You would say bag.
I would say bag or shoes because there are so many good affordable jewellery brands these days where you can get That's really true. Good quality everyday wear and not break the bank. Whereas a bag is just something that is just a bit more like, I feel like I'd invest in it. And then you can resell a bag.
Best yeah,
bag.
That's true. Yeah.
So yeah.
B, mm-hmm. Aussie travelling to London, what are the top things I should do?
Okay, so I would say Primrose Hill is so cute all around there, like Regent's Park. You could have a little picnic or go to Hyde Park for a picnic. You could get the Boris bike, so you could get all around. What were you going to say?
Sorry, I said Borough Market.
Oh, yeah, and Borough Market. Market. Oh, yeah, there's so many Portobello Road, lots of nice
restaurants. Oh, there's so much, isn't there, actually?
Yeah, London is great.
Guys, I went to Hampstead Heath last weekend, oh, yeah. and I found where the pool is, like the natural pool.
Yeah, what's that called?
It's basically
it's
a lake.
Got a name, doesn't
Hampstead
it?
Heath yeah. pool, I think.
No, Hampstead Heath.
I think it's got a name. Lake?
Yeah,
but is it like a pool or is it like a pond?
No, it's a pond. It's a it's you know, I don't know if you'd like it.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
I mean, it's got, you know, I don't know what's in there. I wouldn't go under, but like nice to cool off.
Yeah, both like that caveat.
And me.
Oh, guys.
But Daisy, we will support you.
Yeah, we'll support you while you swim.
Give me
How
end.
To get over a friendship breakup. Advice?
Oh, a friendship
that's,
breakup.
Honestly, I think that's harder than an actual
It's yeah. harder than an actual breakup. It hurts.
It does. Because so the bond is just different.
Well, people yeah. say as well at our age, perhaps with your friendships you grow away from each other yeah. because of like
mm.
but I haven't personally can say yeah. I've been through one
yeah
I don't know I haven't got I don't know what I would advise but if any what would anyone else say
I mean similar points as a normal breakup get like keep yourself distracted see your other friends mm. do things that you enjoy
but I also think it's part of life I do think life.
And I also think if you've yeah. had a friendship breakup there's probably a reason for it and you're probably not exactly. the same you probably drifted anyway so yeah.
you need to go through like the grieving process like yeah. you'll start by being upset then yeah. you'll be like then you'll accept it or then I don't know I think there's like just
but also like if you're
you
meant
through.
To be good friends you just be good friends again in the future like you yeah. like I don't know
yeah
I do think it's part of life like you're going on your own personal journey you will change you will perhaps have different interests and I think life is about people coming and going into your life and it's the ones that stay the whole time
I love that I always say my life's like a tube and it's like it keeps on going some people come on and stop and then come off some people stay to the end destination
and that's
like
really
but I think
nice.
Once you like tell your mindset that people will come and go it hurts less
and
but
actually,
it takes time
yes if you hold on to it it will probably be more upsetting sure. so just let things go
also make sure you unfollow them because that's just an easy way to not have to keep thinking about it.
That's true.
Okay,
I always feel like that is so, like, that is like...
I mean, it might cause some more
problems,
but... If you
unfollow someone, that is like, bye. Got to. Game over. Cutthroat.
I mean, I answered mine earlier, but what is everyone's favourite restaurant right now?
Bea? Oh my God, like, in the whole of London?
Yeah, or anywhere.
Or just, well...
Or just something you're loving right now.
Do you know what? I went to 26 Grains again the other day and I feel like I'm really obsessed with it at the moment. It's a porridge like cafe in Neil's Yard in Covent Garden. And they just, I am obsessed. Like if I could eat any, I feel like I talk about breakfast
so much.
Yeah, but they do the best porridge with all really lovely toppings like rhubarbs and like, it's so nice. Like homemade peanut butter on top and it's just like cooked perfection. The coffee is amazing.
I need to go.
A really sweet little courtyard that it's just a really nice experience.
Lovely.
I highly
recommend. Shola, what about you?
Like I said before, Kit
Kat. Oh,
yes. Okay. I'm going.
Yeah, that one's These a really good one.
Dace, have you got any?
I can't say I've eaten out much. I don't really go out that much, but I am loving Attis on my work from home days. it's only when I feel like I need a treat I will spend that much on a lunch, but they're just the most whole. Like,
is it delivery?
It's no, I will go or there, just, the one in Notting Hill, and it's just like the most wholesome bowl of salad. And it fills you lovely. Up. And it's just, it's really good.
Well, guys, thank you so much for watching.
That was so fun.
It was so nice to have
thank
a show.
Thank you.
As always,
so fun.
And we will see you all next time.
Bye. Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.